Be better. So we're up to Gemilas Chasadim. My copy's at home. That's my copy at home. So he continues. We had that Mises, a few Mises he had yesterday. Now he goes on and explains a little Nakuda like this. He said, till now we've been talking about Gemilas Chasadim in a very general sense. Let's get more specific. Hine mitzvos Gemilas Chasadim koilelas kol mine toivois v'chesed shiachalasis l'chaveroi. So, included in Gemilas Chesed is certain types of specific ma'isim. For example, mitzvah asayshel devrayim, levakar choylim, ulenichum aveilim, uloi hoitzi hameis. So, visiting the sick, hello? Ulenachim aveilim? Who? Come in. Come in. Oh, you have the book. Shkoyach. Bring me right here. I'm in the middle of the shir. Yeah, I'm in the middle of the shir. Sit and join. Sit down. Yeah, because we're in the middle of the shir. No one has them. Okay, so everybody said the books came. The swarm came. So you're welcome to come and pick one up if you're during the shir. So, in Mil Midah Gemilas Chasadim. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, amazing. So the so he says, Kol page 37. Kol mine toivos v'chesed shiachol lasis l'chaveroi. The Kosav Rambam. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseishal Divrayim Levakar Choylim Ulanachem Aveilim Ulahitzi Ameitz Ulahachin Zakala. So there's a Mitzvah Saseim Derabanan to be Mavakar Choylim. And to be Menachem Aveilim, Ulohitzi Hameis, Ulahachnes Akala, Ulalavois Archim, and to take out the dead, and to be Machnes Akala, to have Akala get married, Ulalavois Archim, and to escort visitors, Ulahis Asik Bukhotsarchia Kvura, and to help for someone with Kvura. What's included in that? Included in that is Vlasis Al Hakosef, Velelech. The fun of Velisboy, Velachbor, Velikbor, like everything involved from beginning to end in the Kvura process. Okay. Vachain, the Samech Akala, to make Akala and Achasin happy, to support them and give them everything they need. Now, Ve'elu and Gmilas Chasadun Shibagufoy, this is Gmilas Chasadun Shibagufoy, She'en Lahem Shir. Now, Frecht, Rubchaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, a question on this Rambam. So I don't understand. I really don't. Now, I don't understand what is the Rambam saying. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah derabanan of nichum aveilim. There's a mitzvah derabanan of pikur chaylim. There's a mitzvah derabanan of achnasas kala. So the shaila is that that's not a mitzvah derabanan. That's a deraisa mitzvah of chesed. So why would the Rambam list this as a derabanan of a derabanan mitzvah derabanan of gemilas chasadim achnas arachim levayis ameis etc. L'chayra it's a deraisa of chesed. That's what Chaim is kasha. So zok der like this a teretz. Kol advarim shataroitz shiasu osim l'chachayim. No. So he says, "Ava." But this is still the Rambam talking. "Ava." We should come into say, "Lumen divrayim." Even though these are all derabanan, they're included in Raftal Lecha Kamoicha. Call the Rosh Hashanah to Shiasa Eisam L'Chacherim. Anything that you would want someone to do for you, you should do for someone else. Okay. So, for the B'chaim, the divrei Rambam tzrichim beer. I don't understand the Rambam. Shachah shekasa basoit. She called Rami Elohim Mechal Raftal Lecha Kamoicha. Im kenu deraisa ve'ech kasa betchila. She called into say, "Lumen divrayim." So, what are you telling me that it's a derabanan? The chayz a deraisa. Nice kasha. Right? The answer is a very lumdish teretz. Teretz is like this. That if you midya raisa, chesed, you're not usually obligated to do it. Normally by chesed, you're not obligated. Normally by chesed, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. You'll get schar if you do it. But rarely is the case that you're actually chayiv to do it. Okay, so So Zok the okay. Now, Midrabanan, what they came out and said was that these specific acts of chesed are not just a kiyum of the mitzvah of chesed, and if you do it, you do it, and not. You actually, there's a positive and specific mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. It's a standalone mitzvah derabanan. Now you don't just treat it as a mitzvah kiyumis of chesed, you treat it as a chiyuv of Bikur Cholim. So he says there's nafkamina of this. There's a difference how you look at it. You have to do chesed all day. Let's say you have to take care of yourself. You're not from chuyv to drop yourself. Go do chesed. When you can, you should help out. But now that the Chacham established a specific mitzvah, Bikur Cholim, as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, v'chein nichum aveilim, have a mitzvah derabanan like Ner Chanukah, v'doicha shar dvarim. Okay? V'chayiv ba'afil in kvar osach gmilas chesed hayoim. Even if I already did a chesed today, so I'm technically, I don't really have to do chesed, right? But, or if I have my own things to take care of, I don't have to do chesed now. But these mitzvahs of achnasas kal v'ayis ames, he mitzvah miyuchedes, and it's achiv d'rabbanan, that's why the Rambam listed it separately. It's a nice chiddush. So there's an extra mitzvah d'rabbanan to go ahead and do the and do bikur cholim achnasas kal, these things. It's not just regular chesed. Now, there's a vort from the Stipler, from Reb Chaim Kreisworth. Do you know the word? I've said it before. So Reb Chaim Kreisworth was the goyin from Antwerp. New Shas Mamish, like backwards and forwards. So he was one time very, very ill when he was a child, when he was a young man. And he came to the Stipler to ask him, I need a schos. I need a schos to, I need a schos over here. So what should I do? So he told him, Stipler told him, do achnasas kala. Whatever you can, to get a kala down to the chuppah.
You said this once.
I said it once?
No, it's important.
It's a good mice. I don't remember when I said it, but it's a great part.
Meaning there's a special segula to helping a kala, I think.
Yeah. So and it saved his life. And Lamais at the end he was machnas, he had a special achnas kala fund, he raised millions of dollars, and he for his whole life he did this. So the disciple said, what's pshat? Because we say every morning in the Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir, so he says, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Hachnasas Orchim, Ubikur Cholim. Hachnasas kala uvayas ames. Why is hachnasas kala between bikur cholim and levayas ames? Ted says if you're mevaker chola, the guy's sick, so he's about to die. You want to say make sure that you don't have to go to levayas ames. Do hachnasas kala. That's the type of word. So lemaisi he taka did it, and that was the chesed. So. Al Kaponim, it's interesting what he's saying here, Reb Chaim. So let's say you're crossing the street or you have an opportunity to stop and say, go do a chesed. Okay? Let's say you want to go take someone to the airport or you could go to Levaya. So according to this, you could go to Levaya because the Levaya is a chiyuv d'rabbanan. The taking someone to the airport is a oifen of doing chesed. It's a form of chesed. But the Chazal never made a special mitzvah d'rabbanan for that, as opposed to Levayas Hameis and Bikur Cholim, that's a specific category that Chazal, taking someone to the airport is not a specific category. It's not, Levayas Hameis, taking people to the airport. That's not in there. So it's Chesed. Beautiful, amazing. But it's not, besides for Chesed, it doesn't have its own category as a mitzvah derabanan, and therefore it's not the same level. It's part of the list, but it's not part of the mitzvah d'rabbanan that the Rambam mentions. Yeah, the Rambam here, he quotes the Rambam here. He says, right here, he says, Bikur cholim, nichum aveilim, haitzas ames, achnasas kala, and Levi's Archim.
Are they all the same segula, or the
Hakim? No. They're all mitzvahs derabanan of Chesed. They're all mitzvahs derabanan of Chesed. No, the segula is for Chachnas Kala specifically. Okay. Fine.
What's the source for the Achnasat Kala Segula, or just the story? That's how we have it.
That's the story I have. I don't have more than that. So, you know, that's the Maisa. There's Geshmaka stories back here. Some good stuff back here. We're trying to figure out how did the art scroll on. If this is the regular one, how did the art scroll become four times the size? So apparently it's the stories go a long way. So okay. So let's start with Dan Lekafschos, Dalet, Ois Dalet. He's doing this on P Aleph base. So Ois Dalet. Dalekafschos. Now, whenever I always say over Rav Matisyahu's Vart on this, that what is the mid of Dan Lekafschos? The mid of Dan Lekafschos is you see someone and you're trying to figure out, was the guy a tzaddik? Is the guy in Russia? Did he do an aver? Did he do a mitzvah? Did he go into the McDonald's? Did he eat a hamburger? Did he go into the McDonald's and just took a soda? I'm just clearing. Should I throw this guy under the bus, or should I, you know, and wow, I'm gonna down on the kafschos. No, he didn't do it. It's high level. So when Joe Solomon used to say over, he said, there's one level higher than down on kafschos. Don't down him at all. What are you busy judging? Is he a good guy or not good guy? What is your business? Mind your own business. What do you have to go be downing people and deciding if he's a good guy or not a good guy? Just mind your own business. And stop looking at everybody. It's a great point, right? So we're going to learn the midah of Dan Lekafschos, but remember that Dan Lekafschos, the case comes to you. You have to deal with it. That doesn't mean you have to go around looking at everyone and think, oh, this guy came late to Shachar. So I wonder, was he late? Was he not late? So move, you know, just mind your own business. Don't look over your shoulder all that much, you know? So being down the kafschos is actually a mitzvah de'araisa, as it says in the Pirkei Avos. Have you done called the kafschos? B'shuvos, it's a pasuk. But tzedek tishpot amisecha. Have you done chaver called the kafschos? It's a mitzvah essay de'araisa, and it's also included in the list of shisha dvarim adam oichel parasem ba'olam hazeh can't kamer solam haba. And one of them is being down the kafschos. Okay, and part of the thing of Dan Kafschos, he brings a Chazal. If someone's Dan Chaver Kafschos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Dan him Kafschos.
I didn't know it was a mitzvah d'oraita. That's a chidush.
Yeah. Chafetz Chaim is Meirach on it. Exactly what the level is. If the person did something which is, you know, more leans towards Isser than that, but in general, it's a mitzvah d'oraita. Yeah. All right, so let's stop here. If you guys want to stop by and pick up a sefer, we ordered a couple for all the members of the share. So, Adam, if you're in the neighborhood,
we'll do. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, very good.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Bye.